Engage.
Was Joe wearing blue slippers?
Probably not.
What size are they?
But
they would be men's size.
Mm-hmm. Cornthwaite might have been. Are they monogrammed?
They're not.
Yeah. Start a fire.
And we'll burn the house down.
You're the one who had salt packets in his pocket.
Thundersnow gets worse outside as you all see these things happen.
What kind of roll would be needed to reassemble the shotgun shells?
I would do a firearms roll, a mechanical repair roll.
Don't you need like an actual mechanism to pack it, though?
No, you can put them back. I mean, you can put them back together. Actually, is there anyone who'd like to roll some of those things?
Well, all right. What do you need?
I mean, I'm assuming you would want the shotgun firearms roll.
Which I have at 25.
Everybody does it 25.
Mm-hmm. I am really tempted to roll in secret. So you don't know whether or not you passed or not.
Oh.
So you don't know.
That's entirely up to you.
Until you pull the trigger whether or not that shotgun shell was packed correctly.
I don't have
the
shotgun. He does. So that's up to you.
Somebody did carefully disassemble it. If somebody has a good enough score, I would let you do it automatically. But I'm assuming none of you have any sort of mechanized repair. So there would be a chance you would put them together poorly.
Why were they disassembled?
Probably by the ash demons.
The ash demons.
But in that case, just throw them, I don't know, out the window or whatever. It's been carefully disassembled.
It's taunting him.
Do you have mechanical repair?
I don't think any of you have any skills.
If I took driver, I would have had mechanical, but I don't.
It's mech repair.
I just said I don't have it. I got 10, and that's probably the same as everybody else.
Yep. Anything else? Where do you want to go?
We've got
two more rooms to check out.
At least out the door, down the street.
And you didn't get through much of the den if you'd like to go back to the den.
I will attempt to put the shells back together.
Okay, what's your score?
25. Okay. And I failed.
Yeah, they're back together. Guess we'll see what happens.
How many were there?
9.
Okay. And this is a... What kind of shotgun?
Double-barreled 12-gauge.
Is that just a... 2 at a time?
Yep.
Okay. So I'll load 2, pocket the rest.
Yep. Other rooms, other things. Back to the den, downstairs. What do you want
to
do?
I'm going back to the
den. Worried about Joe at all.
I mean, yeah, but he went up the fucking chimney.
Went up the chimney, so fuck him.
I'm not going up the chimney.
Seems like Mr. Cornthwaite sent his card with a misspelling.
I want... fuck. I don't want to split the party.
Satan Santa.
Oh.
He sent his card with a
misspelling. Who wants to come with me to this room? directly south of the den. All right, so...
George
and I go south of the den.
Seems like you all should definitely let me know where you're at any given time, because it's starting to get that way, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. The room just south of the den, across the hall. George and I enter.
It's locked.
Lockpick.
Locksmith.
Is there salt in front of it?
Spot hidden.
Can't fucking see salt. Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm. No.
Yes.
You see no sign of salt?
I mean, locksmith, I guess.
Yeah.
Fail. You got locksmith? Best thing we have is a strength roll, both of us to kick it down.
I have a one, so.
You have a one in strength?
One in locksmith.
No. Anything you guys want to do as a fiddle with the door?
I'm in the den.
Okay. You see, again, it's kind of a seating area, 26. Smoking area. There's a mantelpiece, shotgun, a few other things. Spot hidden?
I have a success to kick the door down for a strength roll.
I also got one.
You both rolled a successful strength roll? Yeah, you kicked the door down. Troy?
Our feet go through the door. It's so wood wet and just rotten.
Of course it is.
Passed.
How much luck did you spend, Troy?
Enough.
Look at you go.
How much did you spend? Enough. How much should you have spent?
Enough.
Troy, what'd you get? A bad thing.
I am sending you your own message.
Your head exploded.
That's bad.
Yeah, for you guys.
You find that. You guys kick open the door. You find a trophy room. Gathering dust is loots from tombs the world over. Pots, vases, statuettes, carvings, musical instruments, idols, and more. Some seem to leer and snicker at you as you walk by.
Doctor? Doctor, where are you?
Some have been smashed into unrecognizable fragments. All stare with painted outrage, flat eyes hostile to the men who remove them from their ancestral homes.
Doctor, we need you.
He's a little busy.
Where are you?
Alex, anything you'd like to do?
Not be alone.
Coward.
Welcome to the Call of Cthulhu, bro.
Where would you like to be?
No, I've seen Scooby-Doo. I know what happens when you're by yourself.
Are you with him or with them, then?
You in the den?
I head towards the den.
If you're in the den, you see that the doctor bend over and pick up a piece of paper that's like discarded under a chair or something. And he's kind of unfurling it and reading it.
Doctor, what are you reading over there?
Doctor, give me the news. Trophy room, anything you guys doing? You.
I got him a colt of 62, so look, can I roll on that to see anything that's fucked up?
Sure.
That's a success.
No, nothing inherent. You see, like, odd idols to demons from groups all over the world. Nothing that, like, nothing's glowing and has creepy eyes and goes, I'm the thing, if that's what you're looking for.
Nothing South American, nothing weird.
Some South American tribal masks, for sure.
Yeah.
Some witch doctory type stuff.
But nothing pops out as, like, absolutely fucking weird.
No. I mean, a lot of weird stuff. But...
Prized machete?
Troy, do you want to share or do you want me to go other places?
I will share, but first I will ask of Harold found a note earlier, right?
The scrawling.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You still have it?
Yeah.
Can I have it?
Well, I'm in a different room, but sure.
I would find you.
Sure.
Genius.
Yes.
So he leaves the den. Are you in the den alone?
He never answered you.
Okay.
Is the prized machete anywhere in the room?
There is no prized machete, unfortunately.
Any kind of various...
Danny Trejo just walks out and hands it to you.
Compare the handwriting.
Different.
Okay. Back to the den.
Okay.
I'm in the idol room.
We're in a room full of occulty shit. Like, fucking, look.
Room full of trophies. Patience. Not occulty shit.
Well, it's weird shit.
Okay. You're back in the den.
Anything else I can find in there?
No, not okay. You. So what do you want to do?
I found a note.
What'd it say?
A lot of stuff.
Immerse me.
To whom it may concern, I am writing this statement in the event of my joining my staff and my expedition members in death. I, Arthur Cornthwaite, being of sound mind and body... No time for formality or legalisms. It is the thing I must tell you of. What is sanity when faced with this? I thought I had fled from it in that foul green place, that accursed temple. Yet somehow it has followed me here. I know the signs. There can be no mistake. It is with me. It is a thing so clever, so terrible that... Melodrama! What's the point? Notes to myself in an empty house? Whoever reads this knows, or will know, of it. But what you must know, also know, is that it has a weakness. So simple. So... That's it.
No date, nothing.
Nope.
Can we go back to the other note, because since we don't have like a picture of it,
what did
it say?
Yeah.
Creepy murdery stuff.
Yeah.
Blades in the dark.
Okay.
Being slick with blood. It sees, it hears.
Probably the guy that killed his family.
Well, yeah, I just was more looking for
clues.
Phrasing.
Listen yes. Rolls.
Similar phrasing.
No, definitely not similar phrasing at all.
Nope.
No.
Very much no.
Yes.
Roll sand.
Oh, I don't know. My sand's an 80, so I'm probably good. Oh, I'm good. Yeah, absolutely.
We'll call it, one. You hear the house settle.
Like, just, like, clickety-clack, bang-bang, kind of cracking.
Yeah, like that, but more sloshy.
Like a groaning slosh?
Yeah, groaning slosh is a great sound effect. Yeah.
Gross. We're about to get swallowed.
I will enter the room of things.
Trophies?
Yeah. You see a lot. I mean, you have enough anthropology and occult, like you don't even need to roll.
Yeah. Okay.
You see a bunch of interesting things. Nothing that screams out to you as evil idol.
Are there any other doors in this room?
No. Just a big trophy room.
Appears to be nothing, but strange at the same time.
I vote leave.
Quite right. Do you want to go to the south side of the house then?
I'm going to go to the stairs and then out the front door.
Right. We still have quite an investigation to finish.
We have a room.
Multiple rooms we haven't quite walked in yet.
You can go downstairs if you want.
I see one.
As far as we're aware.
Are you going down? Are you?
I'm going downstairs.
Okay. As you go down the stairs... You go...
They melt and you die.
You go clip, clop, clip, clop. And when you touch the floor, you just feel it give. Just
it squishes.
Yeah. And it makes a really odd groaning sound that you're pretty sure it didn't do before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I still think I'm inside of a thing. I'm trying to get out of thought thing.
Yep. Run, Forrest, run.
Am I able to continue moving toward the door?
Yeah, okay. But with each step,
it's,
you feel the floor flex.
Guys, the floor might give out. I'm sure Dave doesn't mind falling a third time.
Did I mention I hate you?
Yes, you did.
Where are the rest of you?
Exiting the trophy room?
Oh, yeah, I'm up for going to the southeast corner.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm a young librarian
and
of 26.
And what about...
I don't want to die.
So you're exiting the house, then.
I'm trying to exit the house if I'm able. At least then I can see if something weird's happening outside the house.
You do step outside the house. You're now outside in the thunder snow.
I'm in the thunder snow.
It's cold and uncomfortable and weird.
It is.
You guys open a door on a... What appears to be kind of a guest bedroom. Looks disused.
Disused completely?
Yeah. Doesn't look like anybody's been here in forever. It's very dusty.
Is that the only other door we saw then? Down this hall?
I'm going to grab some... As I'm outside, since I'm outside, while they're all exploring, I'm going to make my way to the tool shed.
Yep, you can go to the tool shed.
And just try to gather equipment, quote unquote.
Kerosene.
Gather equipment.
Yes.
Is there? So that's it. There's nothing else in this room.
Nope.
Oh my. And that literally is the only other door we've seen on this floor, correct?
Yep.
Do we realize there's a large space in between these rooms?
And by five?
Just 10?
Yeah.
Yep. That wall is shorter than it should be.
Is that room also directly above the block up wall?
No.
No, it's not.
Would you like to break it down? We can strength check a kick. All three of us can.
He has an axe.
I have an axe.
Motherfucker's got an axe.
Start axing at a question if you want.
Yeah, since we're already in the guest room, just, I mean.
Would you mind, sir?
If you will.
I will. Do I need to roll a strength check, or is it just that I have an axe?
You have an axe. You're cutting down a wall.
Then I cut down the wall. Hopefully I don't get crushed by something this time.
Roll sand?
You're going to say roll sand.
All three or just him?
All three.
Success.
Failure.
You hear screams inside the house.
Yep. That's not good.
If you pass, 0. If you fail, 1d4.
Okay.
What are you doing after you hear the screams?
Was there any kind of kerosene or anything?
No.
Okay, I didn't think so. I don't have the keys to the car.
It might be early enough. You might not have actual keys to the car.
True. I might just have to crank.
Yeah.
I'll look and see.
That Fiat has a key.
I'll look and see.
It's DM Fiat. You have the ability to start that car. I'm going to give you the ability to start that car.
I have the crank start the car. I'll warm up the engine.
We can run. It's fine.
Yeah, no, you go and you start the car. Inside the wall, you see a desiccated corpse. Ugh. The corpse has no toes or fingers on its left hand. You see an axe lying in the corner of the room.
It's dead. Male, female?
Can we tell? You realize that it probably after the first smash or the second, like you realize that wall is intentionally sprung to be like a monk's hole.
Oh.
But if the monk's hole door gets closed, there's no way to reopen the monk's hole door. Someone would have to let you out. So whatever this corpse is got in here, nobody ever let it out because nobody knew it was there.
Is this Mr. Cornthwaite?
It's probably the other Arthur.
Unless something desiccated his body by years.
It's dad that disappeared.
It's the other Arthur.
Okay.
The one that killed the family. Yeah. The other Arthur.
What are you doing with the car? It's warmed up. You got to remember it's outside still on the county road. So.
Yeah, I'm going to bring it up toward the house.
You brought it up towards the house.
Okay. Anything else in this room?
We left it by the county road.
You did get the gate open. Sorry.
Yeah.
It describes how most players, they recommend that they climb on top of the car and jump over to in the gate.
Which was going
to
be the idea I had if we didn't
get the fuck out of that.
No. Sorry. It is right there. I forgot.
So then I'm just bringing it and I'm going to be in it with it running and I'm just be pounding on the whore. Yeah. Just,
fucking leave.
Anything else in this room other than the body on an axe?
Nope.
You want a second axe?
Dual wield.
Is the axe like rusted as fuck?
Yeah.
It works as a club.
I'm sure the handle's kind of nasty too.
The desiccated corpse. Is it desiccated or is it skeleton?
It's pretty desiccated, like almost skeletal.
Is there clothing enough to tell the era of the clothing? Like 1800s?
It would be older, yes.
It would be older, but it's also still
guesstimation. Carwin? What was it?
Kerwin? It's not a bad guess.
Yeah. But no corn wraith in here.
No.
Only one body.
I mean, technically, we can say we found Arthur.
He's probably up the
chimney
too.
We're still missing Arthur.
Yeah, they don't know. They don't need to know that. We found Arthur.
There's a door we couldn't get open.
Yeah.
In the kitchen.
Okay. We found Arthur.
And Joe disappeared through I believe you guys had the master bedroom chimney.
Something like that.
Something pulled him down.
Go collect our money and go home.
Yes.
He also had a set of slippers in front of that chimney as well.
You hear noises from down in the, or from below you in the house.
I'm honking more.
Meep, 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 meep.
I suppose that's all right.
I'm getting out of the house.
Do you want to continue or like
If we're not finding anything else, then I guess we just leave.
I feel like it's either break a hole into something to get into the basement and more than likely die.
That's the end game.
Yeah. Or say we found Arthur and get paid.
I am going to join George out in the car.
These fucking attorneys are just gonna make bank on this house, though.
I don't care.
We weren't making anything if we don't find the people. Ours was
just barely missed.
You can spend luck to succeed.
I spend 2 luck to succeed.
Yeah, these guys can make bank. I doubt they do.
The floor is covered in 4 to 6 feet of liquid.
Gross.
It's like a swimming pool.
4 to 6 feet?
Yep.
Start wading.
Yeah, so we're swimming through grossness to get out of here.
Good idea I left when I did.
Well, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go up to the guest room where these guys are, axe through one of the exterior walls, and climb down the side of the building.
That's an option.
So that's your plan? You're going to go back upstairs? What are you two doing?
I guess we would probably have followed, but if he's coming back upstairs, then...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if that's the way out.
We sprung a leak, boys.
He's going to force the issue.
It's fine. If I were to...
As he should.
Yeah.
Ask you your dex scores, what might they be?
Fitty.
Scores?
Give me the not by five score. Just it's easier for note taking purposes.
10 by five. Yeah.
Because other things aren't necessarily the by fives. So what's your deck score?
10.
So Troy is 10.
11.
11 for Alex. Lucas?
I don't know. Whatever 56 divided by five is.
It's 11.
It'll be 11.
11, I guess. Mm-hmm. Oh, you went the 1/5.
Yeah. Are you 11 too?
Mm-hmm. Would the move score not be applicable?
That is also a question.
It will be, but okay. I'm trying to determine order for a sec. I'm trying to determine order in a... So are you higher or lower than 56?
Just below 56. He's slightly higher.
Where are you at?
Outside.
I have 11, and I'm outside.
Are you 56?
I'm 55.
Okay, so you would go below those two.
Yep. I'm actively staring at the front door like, where are they?
Real question is the door leaking? Because there's 6 feet of water behind it, and most doors...
Thunder snow. It's hard to see, I'm sure.
He said 6 feet of liquid. He did not say water.
So
that's a fair point.
I caught that too. I was thinking about that.
As you step out, as you sort of step back towards the... as you sort of step back from the liquid and you kind of turn and you're like, guys, there's something going. You see something come shattering out of the wall. Roll sand, please.
Out of the wall?
Yep.
Passed.
Remind me to make Lucas make a
sand. Passed. Too.
Oh, good job.
This was Delta Green at Extreme Pass. It's not.
You both pass, so I won't worry about it. Although, I will take luck rolls from the two of you.
Pass.
Same.
What are your scores? What out of what?
36 out of 58.
36 out of 58, and you rolled?
1 out of 48.
Okay. He had the higher success, which, as I recall in this game, means he's more lucky than you, even if you're both lucky.
It's weird. When it's competing, it's the higher one wins.
Yeah, because you're giving benefit to the person who has the higher score. So you see some sort of weird, snaking, pseudopodal...
Tentacle
come shooting out of the wall.
It's a mimic.
And it goes right for you.
Just a sigh.
It goes to sweep around you and to try and wrap you up and engulf you, but you're able to slip through it.
Oh, I was hoping death finally found me.
It was close. Lucas, roll sand.
Success.
It's like those situations where it's like, I wish
it's not going to matter anyway. You all lose a very small amount of sand. Pseudopod arm just came crashing out of the wall between the two of them.
Makes sense.
We then follow in Dex order. So Lucas, I think, is next.
What would you like me to do?
What do you want to do? There is 6 feet of liquid in the basement. In the first floor. You're kind of standing in this hallway. He kind of turned back to say, oh shit, what should we do? And then just out of the wall, this pseudopodal thing came out and tried to strangle
him. Didn't have time to axe through the wall.
No. He's coming back to tell you guys, I want to axe through the wall. Pseudopod, I'm concluding it, so
like,
what do you want
to
do?
In the stairway?
Type? Yeah. No, it's higher up.
I got to the top. Something came and tried to grab me.
So what are you doing?
Second floor window I can jump out of?
You can run towards one, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Dex by 5, because I want to see, because it is shuttered.
Fail.
You run over there, and you're fucking with the shutters.
Okay.
Who's next?
Bounces off. Tyler, technically.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You don't know anything yet.
I don't know what's going on with them. I'm just like, what the fuck?
You're just wailing on the horn.
Yeah.
Beep, 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 beep.
I'm watching the
next
building
on the list.
Wailing on the horn.
Me.
Yeah, this pseudopodal arm just shot out of the wall and is trying to strangle Alex's character.
Dave.
Poor Dave. I knew as soon as my name was Dave.
We know it has a weakness. We don't know what the weakness is.
So what are you doing?
Except for maybe salt.
Presumably it is salt or murder.
It's a mimic.
Its weakness is murder. What are you doing?
You have to feed the machine, dude.
I'd allow you to make a sand roll to push him down the stairs if that's what you're trying to do. Or throw him into the pseudopod arm. He's the one trying to murder his party members.
Trying to do that. Oh, him?
Yeah.
Oh, that, yeah.
I'm at a window trying to get out.
She runs over, picks you up, and throws you over the balcony.
Gets me outside.
What's going on?
I want to go back into the master bedroom and try to open the shells and grab some salt and put them in the shells as well.
Okay. Make me a dex by 5 roll. There is sort of a pseudopodal arm. Yeah. You're kind of going to have to run around.
Ought to.
Nice. You're able to run in there and you pop open the shells and you start scooping some salt up off the ground. Who's next on the list? I'm F3.
To Lucas.
Back to me.
Oh, no. You haven't had a turn. I thought you were...
Well... So you he got attacked, so I didn't know if that was...
No, you definitely get something to do.
Oh, okay, like sorry. We skipped him.
Then we skipped Alex, yeah.
What do you want to do, Alex?
Well, first thing, I want to get away from the arm that's
trying
to
kill
me.
Which way are you running?
You said there were windows?
Yeah, there are windows all over the place.
You
so really
and I can try to open the same window if you want.
Yeah, I lunge at the window with my axe and try to knock it out.
Make me like a melee weapon sounds. Attack?
Melee weapon?
I think that's the thing in this game.
Roll for your axe. So what is your...
brawl.
Is it under brawl?
Mm-hmm. Move, build, dodge, damage.
Brawl? I mean, I would assume that there would be an axe score. Look in the book.
No, there's not an axe score.
There's not?
It's just fighting.
The axe is going to do more damage. But I mean, there's usually like a melee attack or a brawl.
Which is
fighting brawl.
Melee attack is under fighting brawl, but there's like a... Yeah.
Just roll for
just,
that.
Just make me a roll that isn't utter shit, because you're swinging an axe.
Nine.
That's an ought 9.
Okay. It's a pretty solid smash.
Not utter shit. Yeah.
Listen roll.
Crash.
Into me.
I don't hear them. I'm too loudly honking.
You take a big long crash. The shutters are not quite open, but you definitely have started to part the ways. A second pseudopodal arm, shoots out of another wall. You see the first pseudopodal arm go streaking across the room, tearing the drywall or the plaster the whole way. And the two pseudopodal arms will try and grab, both Lucas and, Alex.
Are we rolling dodge or anything on these?
You can if you want to use it. It will cost you your turn if you'd like. I'm attacking Alex first. Are you attempting to dodge or no?
Dodge or fight back is the question.
But if you do either of those, you can't do anything else on your turn.
Right. Or you take the hit.
I'll take the hit.
Okay.
If he succeeds.
The thing completely wraps itself around you and begins to strangle you.
Actually, I believe on a success, you then get the choice to fight back or dodge. if I'm not mistaken, in combat.
He is grappled.
I tried to dodge.
Lucas.
Oh.
I thought in combat that you had to succeed before he made his decision.
I got it. Lucas, would you like to dodge or fight back?
Dodge.
You are going to attempt to dodge.
Yes.
Got it. Okay, go ahead.
Six.
You are able to dodge this thing as it comes slurping at you. Who's next?
Alex.
Alex, you need to make an opposed strength roll.
Hmm. Okay. Mm. 39
out of 50. So success.
You can spend luck if you want to.
I succeeded.
But you can spend luck to make it a better success if you want
to. You are a lucky, lucky shit. You wiggle out of it.
Nice.
Who's next on the list? Troy?
I mean, technically him.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm out of the car. So I'm still doing the car stuff. I don't want to go back in the house. Stuff was getting weird.
I got you. No, you're fine.
Wise man.
Troy.
It's basically the three of us until we get in the car.
Do I get a new roll to repack the shells successfully?
Sure. They're perfect.
They work great.
Back to me now.
It's not gonna.
Is that all I get to do?
I mean, you're packing shells. The round only takes like 10 seconds.
But I was packing them before too.
You're working on it. You're scooping salt. You're scooping salt.
I mean, I'm only doing like two at a time. Like,
yeah, I know.
If I can only shoot,
you're pulling salt granules out of the carpet. One, two. Three, four.
It's taking a while.
Hey, guess what? A third pseudopodal arm comes ripping out of the wall and through the fireplace. So let's take a shot at Troy. Troy, you could dodge, fight back, or just see what happens.
So if I dodge, I can't do anything on my turn.
Correct.
Correct.
You either dodge or you fight back. Upon his success.
It's kind of what the house has been sounding
like. Well, my fight back would be to fucking shoot it, but if I'm not done packing, then that's what I'm trying to get at.
Yeah, you either dodge or you take the hit if he succeeds.
I don't know that you're done packing yet.
Did you undo all of your shotgun shells?
I only was trying to get two,
You're scooping granules off the floor. You made a roll.
Yeah.
You're not there yet.
Roll.
Okay. It goes to swipe at you and just slaps the air above your head. You're all getting very lucky. Alex, you want me to roll it?
Ask it again.
Ask it a question.
Oh, it's Alex's turn or is it your turn?
It's my turn.
No, I'm getting ready to attack. Are you doing anything?
Gotcha. If you fight back or you dodge, you won't get a chance to axe the window again.
Go ahead.
Okay. That's why I'm asking. I have rolled about 8 fails in a row. It slaps the wall above you.
And
Lucas,
yet you caught me before.
That's the only time I've hit a good roll.
Same window he hit, I'll hit with the butt of my rifle to continue bashing through it.
I'll give you a strength roll.
Strength roll.
Yep.
38 out of 56.
Listen, roll with a bonus die.
18. I hear them.
You hear them. The window crashes open.
Okay.
I really don't have any idea whose turn it is, but I'm still. You're going to crash.
I went. Alex is next, based on this line.
Right. I have a pseudopod to attack every single one of you.
No, it's fair.
You're smashing with the right.
I'm just looking at the line. So
yeah, I know. I'm going to attack you with the pseudopod arm.
Okay. So because I already went, I can't do anything else, right?
Whose turn is it now?
Well, I just went. Right. I don't have a reaction.
I have to take this back because you guys aren't paying attention.
We are paying attention.
We are.
We told you that it's been Alex 3 times.
That's your order that you wrote.
I went. It's Alex's turn, but you got a pseudopod, so who actually has the turn? The pseudopod or Alex?
All right. I've got it now. It's fine. Alex, what would you like to do? The window is now open.
I'd like to go out the window.
Roll jump, please.
Please don't die.
I was like, I'll back the car up. Or they fall in the car. No, I'm not backing the car up.
Spend luck if you need it to succeed, sir. You got enough to succeed?
I do have enough to succeed.
He succeeds.
You take 1 point of damage. Because I got cut off. You spent luck to make the jump roll. You fall out of the house. You roll your ankle. You take 1 point of damage. You're now out of the house. I believe Tyler backs up the car.
I back the car up.
Which then we go to Troy. Troy says, did I have the shells loaded? I say, yeah, sure. It's all fine. We're now caught up. The pseudopod arm came through the fireplace, or came down the fireplace, did not break any holes in the wall.
Anybody have shotgun info?
Shotgun info?
Yeah, from the book.
It's 46. What'd you roll?
Not a success.
All right.
Doesn't matter then. Click.
You blast the side of the wall. We'll say that those shells worked. No dice. Okay. I get a pseudopod arm at Troy. Top of the round again. Dodge.
Go.
Okay. It has snared you. It is wrapping you up and trying to engulf you. Lucas, dodge, are you taking it? There are two hanging out by you.
I'll take it, because if I don't do anything, I can jump out the window.
That's true. Pseudopod arm number one engulfs you. Pseudopod arm number dos misses, because the other one already got it. Alex, you're laying on the ground outside.
I limp to the car.
Sorry, it's Lucas. I keep thinking that I should have written something else. Lucas, it's your turn. Strength roll.
Strength to break out.
You want to break free.
I want to break free. R.I.P.
I roll up post strength.
Okay.
Fail. What'd you roll?
47 out of 56.
That's a great success. I have a significantly better success.
So I fail.
Yes.
Do I get crushed to death? Do I take damage?
No, not yet. We'll get to that bit.
Okay.
Now Alex.
You know what
He's
doing.
He's on the ground.
Yeah.
Limping to the car.
You leap into the car. Tyler.
Limping to the car.
I'm too. Until something distinct happens, I'm not trying to leave yet.
Okay.
So we know sure. Something bad's happening. He hopped out the window.
Fair point.
Spot hidden.
Okay. No. 78 out of 35. Spend all the luck.
Troy.
I don't think you wanted to.
Yeah, apparently you didn't want to pass that one.
No, I don't think you really did.
Oh, god damn it.
63 of 70.
63 out of 70 is a good success. I've been playing upper, which is Delta Green rules, whereas it's levels of extremity. So if I'm playing backwards, I need to continue to play it backwards. So you got a 63 out of 70.
Correct.
Okay.
Unless you spend luck to make it a better
roll. Since I fucked it up, make me a luck roll.
But you can't. I don't know if that makes it better.
Yeah, no.
I think contested rolls, you want to get closer to your limit.
So that's what I fucked up. That's the way you're supposed to do in Delta Green.
Right.
In this case, because you have the critical, extreme, regular success, you actually want to roll lower.
Yeah,
the lower. Because it depends on who got the variability.
The margin of success is better.
Correct. Yes. So I should have been doing it the other way. I've been playing it the Delta Green way, so I want to continue doing that. Technically, we got the same level of success, which means Ty should go to the higher skill set, which is me. I think that's unfair since I've been playing it wrong the whole way. So I'll give you a luck roll on whether or not you're engulfed.
Got it.
Okay, you slip out. And that was on your turn.
Yes.
Okay. So back to the top of the order, which is my pseudopods. The one next to Lucas is not doing anything. The one engulfing Lucas is doing something. I need a spot. No. Lucas, make me a...
Strength?
No. God, no. Mm-mm. No, it's about to get bad.
It's okay. Had you for a turn.
How so is it?
Well, use your magic.
What's that guy's name?
Do you go before me? Like, what do you want to do?
Maybe a con roll, Lucas.
Con roll. Maybe. Con's okay.
Cole
Con's not bad.
That's his name. So now the Cole Mimi joke. He's going to look worse than Cole Mimi.
This tentacle wraps around you, kind of like a.
It's an extreme, by the way.
Oh well, that's good.
Yeah.
You're going to need more of those. This tentacle wraps around you, similar to like a python. But then you have to remember it's kind of very much like gelatin, and it suddenly encases you, and you feel it like trying to push into your ears and up your anus and in your urethra and pretty much everywhere. So right now you're holding your breath. It has not forced its way inside your mouth yet, but it's trying real hard.
Okay.
Opposed strength roll.
Opposed strength.
I will continue to play it backwards, since I've been playing it backwards.
Ought 9. Out, which is an extreme for me.
Right. So that's the question is, do I continue to play it backwards where a high roll is better than a low roll? I will allow you to make me luck roll. Because I've been playing it wrong. After I did about 2 of them, I went, I don't think I'm doing this right.
Success on the luck roll.
Okay. You have pulled yourself free, and you're laying on the ground there.
Okay.
Alex, anything you'd like to do?
I've seen that movie before.
I begin to tell Tyler about all the horrors inside and...
George.
Try. Well, I know it's George.
I know.
But since...
I've not been in there at all.
The keeper's been
yeah,
using our real names. I decided to keep the reference so they don't think a fifth person showed up randomly.
Yeah, no, I understand.
But I explain to him all the horrors that I witnessed in there and try to decide with him whether or not we should stay or if we should just get the hell out of here.
Troy didn't attack you with a pseudopod. Would you like to dodge or fight back, or do you want me to attack you with a pseudopod?
It just doesn't seem like a fair choice. Like, I dodge, but I can't take an action.
Right.
Yeah.
Your action is to dodge.
So I just keep dodging.
Correct.
Until it misses you.
If you're the only one in the room dodging, dodging is sort of useless.
Yeah. If you don't dodge, you just hope he misses and you move forward.
I miss you again.
Then you can move forward.
Tyler, I guess it's your go. Do you stomp on the gas and leave your other party members in the dust?
I don't want to. I'm waiting. I'm going to give him a little more time.
Okay. Troy.
It's a choice.
I am running for the window whilst also pulling out a 38.
Okay. Can you roll me
gun.
Dex by 5?
Got it.
That was apparently a good one.
That's what I'm saying. You wonder why I keep getting confused.
Well, look at the actions I'm doing. People usually don't fist pump.
This means good.
To bad decisions.
This means not good.
Fuck.
Yeah, nobody goes, God damn it.
It doesn't work that way. Best day of my life.
No. As you're running by, you see, you happen to glance down. And you see pseudopodal arms shooting up from the first floor and all like wiggling and tentacly shit. And they're like grasping at you as you're running towards the open window with the 38. Back to me.
Yep.
We will take one swing at Lucas. I've changed dice to try and help me out here. Mm-hmm. You doing anything?
No, because I want to get out that window if I can.
It engulfs you. As you're running in that direction, Troy, the other one that's by the window will try and snag you. It misses. Lucas, opposed strength rolls. I will play it the correct way now.
Nope, that's a 100, dude. I'm dead as fuck.
Con roll? Yeah. I'm going to give myself to the next bit.
Success 16 out of 60. If I spend a little bit, it's an extreme. I can spend 4 and get an extreme.
Yeah, I don't know if you can spend in combat, homie.
I don't think
you
can.
It's a con roll. It's not a combat roll, right?
You're in combat.
You're in combat.
Well, then either way, it's still a half success.
That's fine. I will accept that it's a hard success. Because it's a hard success, it doesn't penetrate your bunghole.
Okay.
But you see him suddenly roll sand. Because this is kind of fucking scary.
No.
We'll call it a D4. No, you're not. He's running towards the open window.
You're in the hallways there.
Yeah, he's running right at you.
Oh, God.
I thought we were in that extra bedroom, so.
Hmm. No, as you're running towards him, you see this thing, Troy, like hit him and just kind of like flubber, just... And just like engulf him inside the pseudopod, and the whole pseudopod arm gets huge as you're dodging this. You're like, oh shit! Alex and Tyler, I assume at this point you're waiting unless you're going to fight over trying to leave.
Has he made it out the window yet?
Well, I'm just waiting to see what happens next. Lucas, you are engulfed. Make me another con roll.
No.
Okay. I need spot hidden rolls from the two people in the car. Troy, I'm going to need you to make a save roll here in a second.
I got an aught 9.
Maybe, we'll see.
You probably didn't want to pass that.
I know.
Failure.
I'm going to need a sand roll from you too.
Yep.
Yeah,
you figured this happening as well.
Yeah. You fail. See me, like, eviscerate.
I might see you explode, but I failed that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Turned into a blood mist.
Pass. How many hit points you got?
Hit points?
Yeah.
So it's a little obscure. My current, because it's a pre-gen, the current says 11, but my max says 23. I guess I'm at 11.
I would go with 11.
I don't know how I would get to 23, but that's what the pre-gen is stated.
I'm trying to remember, major wound half?
Came across that a lot. Mine had max, and mine were always at their max health.
If I take half, it's a con roll to say stay
conscious.
I need a con roll.
Right? Or is that a DG thing?
No, I think that there is a roll. It's a major wound. I'd have to look it up. But I do think it's con roll.
No, that's a 96.
Okay. So,
dead as dicks.
So he's engulfed, right? You're running. You see him get engulfed. He turns to you, his eyes wide, and you see him scream. And when you see him scream, you see the pseudopod fold into him and go down his mouth. And all of a sudden, you see it burst out of his stomach. And parts of him just start expanding as he grows. I need sand rolls from the two of you motherfuckers who see it. I like to imagine you're adjusting the window like, did he make it out yet?
I failed that one. I failed the roll on that. I guess I saw him blow up too. Or is this another fail roll?
And he's passed out. You don't know if he's alive or dead at this point.
I passed. As I'm pantomiming rolling down the window and rolling it right back up.
What is death? Someone you know is dead. It's 1/1d6 plus 1. So we'll go 1d6 plus 1.
But I only sort of know him.
Because if you lose 5... No. Yeah. Apparently we've been friends for a while, according to this background.
No, we've been working together for a while.
Same diff.
So I like to imagine you're adjusting the side view mirror and you see Lucas nearly explode with...
If you roll 5 in one go, you're kind of fucked.
Did you roll... Oh, you got
it. I failed the roll when you said roll sand and then nothing happened. So I just used that roll. Yeah, I was just
getting it ahead of time.
I lost 6.
You fucked.
I should not be driving.
He's going to have to roll a...
Yeah, roll a
d10. Int check before I did, right?
Yes.
Int check
an intelligence check to see whether or not you think that that's real. No, you roll an intelligence check first.
Oh. That's these things.
Yep.
Yep.
I'm good.
You passed?
Did you pass?
You don't want to pass.
You don't
pass.
That's what I'm saying. It's okay. I'm good. I think pass, it's real. Dude.
You know it's yeah. real. So now we need that...
6.
It's a 6.
D10 off the chart, I believe, right?
Yeah. And you rolled a 6?
Yep. It was this loss, and I got a 2 for the D10 chart.
You hear a girlish scream beside you in the driver's seat, and you see him just go rigid and fall on the steering wheel.
The his horn just comes blares. Off
the clutch. The car is now rolling, so you're gonna have to deal with that on your turn, because it's
the only one with drive.
Troy, what did you roll
I don't,
in terms
I have
of sand?
20.
How much sand did you lose?
I lost 2. Okay. 3. Sorry.
So you're still going. So it's Lucas's turn. Lucas, you actually took.
Am I still alive?
You are actually. Jesus you took 6 Christ. Points. You took 6 points of damage, but you're unconscious from the damage.
Well, then I'm basically dead. What do you want me to do?
Nothing. I just wanted to let you know.
Oh. Thanks.
You can't do fuck all. Just wanted
I just
to
wanted
keep
to
you
know you're not dead yet.
Dead.
Not yet. Alex, it's your turn. So the car is now moving. Okay. His dead, or his, not dead body, but his rigid and unconscious body is now pulling the wheel in a direction that's probably taking you towards a tree. So what would you like to do?
Why is the car moving?
He took his
he
foot
just
off
went
the
rigid and
he
fell
passed
on
out. With his foot on the gas.
Oh.
No.
My foot was on gas. My foot
his
came off the
foot
clutch.
Came off the clutch.
Old car, different mechanics.
Is this before the parking brake?
Probably.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I had a feeling, but
I just like the idea that you're now fighting. You're now fighting as this car is rolling because he's gone catatonic.
You can reach for the brake pedal,
or just push him out.
You could do that.
Either or.
Can't turn the wheel too.
You could also turn the wheel.
No, I think I'll go for the brake and push him out of the way.
Sure. Let's call it.
After I stop the car, I can put him in the back.
Let's make a dex roll.
Dex roll?
Yeah.
Good. Okay. Spend luck.
Yep.
I pass.
Yep.
Pretty sure you can't spend luck like that, but I'll allow it.
I'm not in combat.
It's not a yes. It's not a combat roll. You can.
I would call it a combat roll because we're all in action turns, but that's fine.
I'm not even near the monster. I'm actually rolling away from it actively.
You are actioning towards a tree.
It's completely different.
Not a combat.
You're about to be in combat with a redwood.
It was also only like one.
Still not combat.
One luck point to make it.
Anyway,
he's fine.
Anyway, so got him out of the way. Stop the car.
A series of rounds. Six to be exact.
He wakes up, finds himself in the back seat.
I'm okay, Troy. This dude's being swallowed by a pseudopod. There are other pseudopodal arms.
Here's my goal, which you let me know if I can do any of this.
Absolutely you can. I'm just going to heavily penalize you for
sure.
It.
Sure. I'm running for the window.
Yep.
And as I get to the window, like I would try to take a shot at the arm that has him.
Sure. Absolutely.
I'm already dead. Like, what the fuck is the matter?
You're not dead.
I will let you roll.
I don't know that. That's what I'm trying to do.
I will let you roll either firearms or jump, not both. So you either shoot at him while throwing yourself out the window recklessly, or you jump carefully and don't fire your gun. That's the deal I'll make you.
How good of friends are we? I would jump. I would also jump.
Okay.
I'm actively dying. Leave me.
Dude, I'm dying. There's no way you can save my ass.
I failed to jump.
Okay.
All right. How bad?
Apparently, I keep rolling poorly. You only take 1 point of damage.
Oh, nice. My 1 point of damage I've taken.
Lucas, you're unconscious.
Dude, I'm dead as fuck.
Troy, make a spy hidden.
I've already seen it.
Not this bit.
Not the part where I actually die.
Correct.
I didn't see it.
For the audience, he flipped the die.
Flipped the die over.
Roll me sand one last time.
Ooh.
Bad?
As bad as you can get.
Ooh.
Did you critically fail?
100.
Oh, that's not good.
Okay, so what happens at this point? Is basically it basically crushes you from the inside out and turns you into like a paste that it digests.
Nice.
So you just kind of see him burst out and then like through a straw get sucked down the pseudopodal arm that somehow he's now crushed into the 8-inch diameter pseudopodal arm, what used to be a full-size human.
Mm-hmm.
You critically failed. Roll an intelligence check.
It's not good, dude.
Let's see if I can get above a 90.
Nope.
You just did. Surely you can do it.
Nope.
All right. You did critically fail, so you're going to lose 10 sand. Because that was fucked. You also,
it's a permanent.
Yeah, I just think that that's great. You just collapse on the lawn. Like, you're just like, and he just starts screaming, and he's just laying on the lawn screaming. What do? You have control of the car. He's unconscious.
How far away am I from Choice character?
You couldn't have rolled too far.
I grab him, throw him in the car, and we get the hell out of here.
You're catatonic for the next 40 or 50 seconds. You have no control over any of your limbs.
Two catatonic people in the back.
I don't even care if he's alive at this point. I'm just we're done.
Oh, no.
We are absolutely done.
He's very much dead. As you motor away.
Sacrifice myself for you.
You as you adjust the rear view mirror, as you pull out, you can see weird tendrils and shit flipping in the windows and everything else. And just as you start to turn the corner, you see everything just pull back into the house, and it looks more or less like it did before.
I'm not even going to tell anybody about this. I'm just going to leave. They're going to assume we're dead.
And that is a classic horror scenario that I did very poorly, because really you guys probably should have all died, called the Cracked and Crooked Manse.
It was fun.
Which is the first game I ever played.
So we presume then that Cornwaith also died the same way.
Cornwaith got sucked out of the fireplace because it's the only place he didn't put salt when he was hiding.
Right.
He was in the process of redoing his shotgun shells with salt. There's a great picture of him getting sucked out by the pseudopod.
Nice.
As he's doing so.
Ooh, nice. Sorry. Very cool.
So yeah, this is from 1984. So there are a bunch of clues to the salt, which you hit on some of them. There are a few of them that you missed. The last thing in the ledger that nobody ever really brought up, or we started to get down that, and then people got distracted, and we never really got back to where I could answer. But he tried to order a truckload of salt to be delivered to his house. The other thing, the mirror in the bathroom,
mm-hmm.
It's scratched, and if you look at it closely and blow on it, he scratched NaCl in the mirror.
Mm. Salt,
sodium chloride.
Yeah.
Why? Like, scratch salt. It's the same amount of letters.
Because it's not fun that way, Troy.
It's not a mystery that way. So that thing basically
lives, then you have to roll chemistry.
Lives in the basement. And it, like, it's completely gelatin and can do whatever it wants. So the reason why you couldn't kick the door open is because it literally was filling the basement with its entire bulk.
The kitchen, though?
Yeah, when you couldn't kick the... That was the door down to the basement.
Oh, okay.
It fills the basement with its bulk. And gotcha. Then once you go upstairs, it follows you.
Wait, but he was in the basement walls. And that didn't...
He never got in the basement. He fell... That's why when he tried to bang through the door...
Okay.
The thing is solid up against it. You can't move the door.
It's not technically a basement room. It's a side room.
It's entirely in the cellar. So when you go to the wood stuff or the coal stuff... It's fine. Pressed up against the wall, so it is completely solid.
Gotcha.
Although there's a cool thing where once they realize what's going on, I was really, really hoping. I decided to kick it off because Alex said, basically, oh, I'm going to axe through the wall and I'm going to jump out. And I'm like, well, Tyler's already escaped. I'm like, I can't just let this go without something happening. But had you gone back down to the basement, it does a cool thing where it knows you're there now and it knows you know it's there.
Sure.
Where you go to, you hit the basement door or whatever, and it retracts from the basement door. So that you burst in and you take a couple steps down, and then it just rushes up at you and just completely engulfs you with its full body. Because you only fought the pseudopods. If you had fought the full body, it takes like minimal damage from anything you do. It has like 100 hit points. It's like impossible to kill without salt.
Is that based on any specific elder god?
It loosely tied to Shub-Niggurath.
Really?
Yeah, it's kind of pseudopodal.
Weird.
But yeah, it can do up to 1d6 of those arms and can be grabbing and engulfing everyone. It can actually roll over you with its entire body and just slurp you up. Yeah, it deals minimum damage. You can't do anything to it. But salt is the only thing that does. If you had done the 12-gauge shotgun with salt cartridges, for example, it does 2d6 damage to it. Hmm. But yeah, that's the first game that I ever played for Call of Cthulhu, and it's a good one.
We got close to your goal, though.
Yeah.
I mean, one dead, two damaged forever, and only one person survived.
Yeah.
It's just a fun time, you know? Like, oh, man.
And we're probably able to get paid.
You might be able to.
Yeah.
But see, nobody's actually went into the house. So you guys are really the first people to go into the house in 3 weeks.
And Joe's dead, so they're probably going to pin that on us. I think
and
running
the guy
away
that hired's
the best.
Dead, so they wouldn't pay us.
Exactly.
We're just gone.
So,
honestly, I kind of want to go to that estate sale just to see what kind of shit happens to those poor people. But
I mean,
that's just
me. No, the thing's still a problem. Like, it's still there. When they go to try and repair it, it's going to continue to eat people. Did not solve the problem.
Suppose I was confusing pseudopod and cephalopod.
You're definitely confusing pseudopod and cephalopod. Yeah. Pseudopod is a tentacle.
Bassitan is an elder god that is crab-like.
If we tried to burn the house down, would it just... instantly repair itself?
Probably.
No, it's not a part of the house. It's in the walls. It's something that is living inside.
Oh, but
you
made it seem like when we finished that the house was
It's because it didn't really it didn't burst out of the house or anything. It's been living in the house and cleverly catching things. It killed the gardener, it killed the servant, it killed the horse, it killed a lot of animals, like, and finally it got Cornwaith. So it's been sitting hungry. Yeah.
It ate the horse
slithered.
It slithered
across the property because it was hungry and it ate the horse.
Makes sense.
Because you can find the bones, and the bones are covered in sticky goo. No. Go ahead and go. You don't have to wait around.
We didn't get that far, so yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Hopefully you all had fun. Spooky, spooky, happy Halloween time.
Cool stuff, man.
Cracked and crooked mance. I like it's a good one.
Well,
still have Mr. Corbett and a bunch of others in there. I can remember.
We did.
What does that sand loss actually do?
What do you mean?
Like,
oh, your permanent sand loss?
Yeah, for that character.
You can roll on a bunch of tables if you want.
Is he usable or is he?
Yeah, he's usable. We just need to do some serious sand loss adjustments to him.
Okay. With some
message me and I'll do some. Yeah, he has to go through some psychotherapy and a few others. But yeah, those three characters are still usable. So that character, not so much.
Dead.
So yeah, hopefully you enjoyed the cracked and crooked manse.
What's with the dance room?
Nothing. You guys just really focused on it.
Well, because it's fucking odd.
It's just
it's supposed to be.
I mean,
it's a
the whole thing
MacGuffin.
Is it's a tournament game. Like the whole thing is it's meant to find ways to kill you. So really, you hope the party split up and then like it just starts,
which is what we did. Yeah,
and just starts attacking you guys inch by inch.
You guys are making fun of me for not wanting to be in that room by myself.
Oh, no, 100%.
No, absolutely.
You were next on the list because I went, well, he's in the den. They're across the hall. Where are you, sir? Because if you were like, oh, I'm checking out whatever, I probably would have made them all leave the room and I would have attacked you by yourself. Because the thing is, it's super clever. The only reason why it didn't let you go is because me knew that you were going to escape. So it's going to try and get at least one or two more meals out of you guys.
Yeah.
So well, it's definitely over 100 years old at this point, so it must
have
experience.
It's a spore that he picked up from South America.
Spore, huh?
Yeah.
Where's it coming from? Like, where's it coming out of?
The basement.
It lives in the basement.
No, I understand that, but you said the fireplace is the only place unsalted, so...
The only place unsalted in the master bedroom. Oh. He realized what was going on. He realized the salt was a problem. He realized his staff had been killed. So he had barricaded himself in the master bedroom. See, and that's where you get some inconsistencies from it. The note really should be found in the master bedroom. Because
not
he's
the bin.
Right. He's barricaded, and the shotgun should. But I think they want to spread some stuff out for you to find things in other rooms and to explore.
Yeah.
Because if you just kind of get railroaded from room to room to room, you're never solo to get anything. Like, it puts a bunch of creepy shit in there, like the stuff following you on the closet, to do exactly what it did to you guys, which is just kind of put you on edge.
It seems like it's also sort of an intro to Call of Cthulhu campaign.
Well, I mean,
or, you know, solo shot.
They're just, like, they're just mansions. They're just, odd, spooky... play it in a night kind of thing. So
the entire
book is just full of those.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's not a campaign.
No, it's not. I don't mean campaign. I mean, like, it seems like it's written as to be a, you know, welcome to the game type of scenario.
I don't think so. I mean, yeah. I think that, no. I think it's actually...
Maybe it's just from playing it for 8 years.
It's just spooky. It's just meant to be kind of a spooky, weird, odd mansion. This was, I mean, it's a tournament game. So the idea is that you would sit down and you would play it in 3 or 4 hours at a turn or at a... like a Gen Con or whatever, and you know, sometimes you get points for how many rooms you search or how many hit points you have, or, you know, it's
I don't think I've
be.
Ever done a tournament style thing.
Oh, yeah. No, I have several of them over there. And a lot of times those con games are meant to be sit down, play, try and murder you. Mm. So it's a fun time.
Good, wholesome family fun.
I agree. I don't think I've ever heard of them called a tournament specifically.
Yeah, no, that's what Crypt of the Devilich is. Crypt of the Devilich has scores. Like every time you beat a room, you get a score.
Oh.
Goodman does that every year. They run tournament games, and they're supposed to be really, really hard, and it's like, oh, you solved this puzzle, your team gets so many points. Oh, you killed this monster, your team gets so many points. You use this many health potions, you lose this many points. You didn't save this victim, you lose this many points.
I mean,
and
DCC
what they do
is
they play
a slightly different animal, but yeah.
I mean, you could do it with any game. Oh, I mean, sure. Like, you get scores. How many things did you find? How many rooms did you explore? How many, you know, and you could objectively say... in a 3-hour time span, how many points did you get? Did you kill the monster? That's worth so many points. Did you do this? Did you explore the shed? Did you find this? Like,
We did. Played games like that.
Did we miss anything in the garden that we didn't fulfill?
No, the garden is just supposed to freak you out and make you think of Shub-Niggurath.
It's a MacGuffin, yeah.
I wouldn't say it's a MacGuffin. It's just
it's so it's weird that it's attributed to Shub. Like, it doesn't, for some reason, to me, that doesn't make sense, but I guess.
I don't think that it, I mean, it doesn't have to. It doesn't. I think it's intentionally misleading in a lot of ways.
Hmm.
Because to me, it reminds me a lot of...
there's got to be a lot of more elder gods that could be attributed to than Shub, to me.
It's just what they chose to go with. There are weird sort of pseudopodal monsters that she does too. Like, it's I think the thing is that too often people are trying to ascribe it to a certain, like, flavor. And right. I think that it's one of these great ones where it just... The flavor is just, I want to create a spooky house where every crack and crevice is hidden with spooky monster.
Fair.
And that's the thing. It starts out where the floor is all solid, so I never want to say the floor is weak while you're downstairs.
Right.
But when
until you try to escape.
It's because it's in the basement. It's solidified the floor. But once you come downstairs, it's gone into the walls, so now the floor creaks.
That makes a lot of sense.
I think the fact that it's also just a single spore could lead into other things as well, if you wanted to follow this particular line.
Well, one of the things that it does is it has a continuing the adventure. So all of these are meant to kind of like just be, you know, the original game was envisioned as you sit down, you play a spooky thing like this, and then you go home. The game was never intended to be campaigns. It wasn't until things like Masks and the Temple of Silver Twilight or whatever that they started running campaigns.
A lot of those were campaigns.
Well, yeah, but Tatters was 20 years later. I mean, like, the original Masks was fairly early. Silver Twilight's early. I have that one somewhere. But once they started doing campaigns, then when they republished them, they give me ideas. So, like, I could put something in that idol room if I want to lead you to something else. Mm. I could have you pick up a spore if I want to lead it to something else. I could have you find some of his trunk and information if I wanted to lead you to something else. Like, that's the way they use these. Yeah. No, and that's what these are. They can be played in an evening, or you can use these to attach to something else that you're doing. So if we were playing a game where you were playing a group of investigators, I could pick up a couple of these and throw them right into the game. And then there's probably a longevity thing there. Like, are you literally going to leave it, or are you just going to keep hearing stories of how, you know, he's declared dead, and then, like, all this happens and a whole bunch of people die? Like,
I mean, legitimately, I mean, I don't know how quickly I would have been able to gain some semblance of sanity, but I would have, like, turned around and, like, or gone to the general store, grabbed some cans of gasoline, whatever, and
burned the fucking thing down. Right.
You couldn't have burned. You could have burned the house down. Probably you wouldn't have been able to burn it down.
Well, no, not it. The house.
I think there's something in here about burning the house down. I don't remember now.
Does it just set it free?
The thing is free. It can move wherever the fuck it wants.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, you burn the house down, it's just no longer...
The big thing with the house is that they want to try and keep you from damaging the house for thinking that they're not... that the lawyers aren't going to pay you.
I mean, $200 is a lot of money in that time, but...
A fuck ton of money.
You said it was a spore that he brought back?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So how does that account for the other murders?
The house just has had people get murdered every... Again, think about it being a tournament game. You're playing with people who are coming up, and you're trying to create red herrings and MacGuffins.
Yeah.
It has fuck all to do with Arthur Kerwin. And the other thing I can throw in, which I started to throw in with you, but you didn't make a roll, and so I was like, ah, fuck it. You can also have a guy in a Civil War uniform, a very ghostly apparition, walk around a corner... Yeah. To see if somebody will follow it, and then you can have pseudopod arm come out and, like, it's exactly like when I was talking to you about a haunting and how simple a haunting is. This is not as simple because you're going, okay, what am I? Is it an every 30 years thing? Is it a this thing? It just so happens that these other circumstantial things have occurred.
It's like watching Haunting of Bly Manor, but the house is alive.
And so the thing is, like, you can pick people off with these arms coming through and the walls wriggling and the floor doing weird stuff. Like I said, I really, 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 after I went upstairs, I was hoping that somebody was going to go open the basement door, because that thing was just going to rush out like a fucking tidal wave and just eat anyone in front of the door.
I think there's only one person in our group who would have done that, and he already died.
I say the strength of...
Me?
Yes, you.
The strength of the pseudopodal arm is 90. The strength of the thing itself is 550, so...
Yeah, but if you were doing it right... I mean, rolling the extreme versus your other success earlier would have
made a difference.
Its damage bonus is also 13d6, so...
Jesus.
Fair.
But even with salt, like, you couldn't really kill the thing.
You could, but you would need a lot of salt.
Fast amount of time. You would need that.
Because the thing is that in an ideal circumstance, like, you're upstairs, you figure out the salt thing if you haven't already. You pick up his shells, you get them going. I attack you with some pseudopod arms, you fire at them, right? That's one. But then when you go downstairs and see that the whole floor is flooded, it's going to take a fuck ton to take that out because it says that you need a literal goddamn truckload of salt to kill the thing itself.
Airdrop it.
Because a bucket full of salt is only 66 damage, and it has the main body of it has 90 hit points.
That's a bucket. That's still a lot. 66 damage is a lot.
I mean, 66. Yeah, it's 18 damage on average.
6d6 or 66?
66.
Oh, okay, sorry, that's the difference. So I thought you said 66. 36.
Yeah, on max average, of 36. Yeah,
average
on
average
20. Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway. I thought that was a fun one. Like I said, that's the first ever Call of Cthulhu game I played, and most of us fucking died to that thing.
It's fun.
It's a fun one.
It's good stuff.
And like I said, compared to The Haunting, where I said you get a couple spooky things, and then there's clearly an evil undead sorcerer in the basement, this is a little bit more, spoiler alert for Haunting, it's a lot more complicated. I actually think running this for... someone who's not familiar because of all the red herrings would be confusing. If you're running for somebody who's never played before, I know you think it's intro level, but like you got the Civil War thing, you got the other thing, you got the murder thing.
That's what I was kind of saying. Like maybe because since we've been playing it for 8 years, it's not as entry level. Well, no.
I mean, Tyler was probably the closest in his like, the house is eating us. Yeah. Which I think is a fun thing. And then I just start moving into it. Right. But yeah, I've always liked the idea of this like wriggling, sluggish pseudopodal jello creature like in the walls just waiting for you. Because the thing, if you guys decide to sleep there and like hang out.
Oh, you're dead.
Oh, it could just, that's the thing. It wouldn't get one of you. Or it wouldn't get all of you. I would have it snag one of you and have that person just disappear. Then I could have the cop show up and that player could play the cop or something.
Man, good thing we slept at the boarding house.
Fair point.
Yeah, had you slept there, it would have been really bad.
Yeah.
Or really fun.
I'd have tried to get somebody to go in the basement.
Mr. Gray knocks on the door.
I'd have tried to have the
I mean, I think that's my really only problem is there's nothing that's driving you really to the basement except for just the fact that you can't get in. Like,
correct.
Unless you had somebody just bullheaded who wants to be like, we're getting in this basement.
Right.
But that in the ballroom, like, it just doesn't make a lot of sense. Like, you have a dance floor, but there's no light. Like, that, why?
It is weird. Like, not even a chandelier is weird.
Like, if it had light fixtures, I probably would have, like, been more intrigued and been in the room more. But
for a dance room, it's weird to not have any light
so
whatsoever.
It's just so odd to be like, there's a dance floor.
Not even some empty candelabras.
Or mirrors or something.
Yeah. You know? Like, that's what's fucking bizarre.
It's a red herring.
That's why that room threw me off.
I mean, it is, but I think it'd be more effective to actually be a legit sort of room to draw you into it.
A large area devoid of furnishings with a polished wooden floor. In happier times, it was the manse's dance floor. Water damage is visible on the floor edges.
Honestly, I think the fact that there wasn't anything in it is also something that drew both of you guys in
it
so
is.
Deep.
Well, sure.
Because if there was candelabra or anything like that, you guys would have been like, oh, ballroom, moved on. Instead, you guys are like, what's going on with this thing?
No, I would agree. I think that the descriptions are written very well because they are sort of bland and they force you to dig and to ask questions. Like, there's a reason why that there's a pool of like moss and stuff in the center of that room. The game wants you to walk into that room so I can throw you in the goddamn basement. Like, it's a bunch of smoke and mirrors so that you kind of get, which I was pleased with, you kind of get this anxiety, like, pumping up. And so the point is to try and ride that wave as best you can to freak people out all the way. And I mean, at the point where I was like, and where were you? And you were like, not alone. Like that, that's a success. Like, yeah, no, you freaked me the fuck out. My character is not hanging out by himself anymore.
Well, you also dropped me into the basement twice.
Yeah, the first, you dropped
don't
yourself
fucking
in the
roll better.
I the knew that one, was coming and I did not care.
The first one I was like, haha, it's funny. The second time I looked down and it's like, yeah, anyone size 60 or higher collapses the floor automatically. And I was like,
yeah,
because you're like, I go into the next door and I'm like, oh God, he's gonna walk in the fucking storeroom. He's like, he would have been fine. He would have just been fine. And I'm like, he gonna fucking die right here. I'm gonna watch him fall in this fucking basement and break his goddamn neck. I was like, oh, well, tough noogies.
That's how it works.
I love shit. Like shit when that happens. Like it wasn't planned. That's all organic. That's just your choice and the way. Like, but I love those moments.
Luck of the draw, right there.
Yeah,
it works. It's a great way to get.
It's because you're so damn pretty.
Thank
pretty
you.
Pretty ones always die first.
2.5 cold meanies.
It's a good scale. It's a good way to end the show.
Anything else? Otherwise, like I said, maybe this gets edited for Halloween week, maybe it doesn't. But either way, happy Samhain, Halloween, All Saints Day, All Hallows Eve, blah, 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 whatever.
Thanks for having us.
Enjoy the spook.